So we're here today taking the pulse of Pat Angerer. Pat has been gracious enough to give us a couple minutes out of his day. And we are here to talk about what's going on, you know, with Pat and what's going on coming up with us and how Pat kind of fits into the picture. And we'll start off with, first, Pat, you're back in town.
Yeah.
You get two little boys.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Cale and Emmett.
Cale and Emmett. And how old?
3-year-old and 8-month-old.
All right. So we just
That's always a hard question. You never have any idea how old your kids are.
we get done with the holidays now. And how'd that go?
It was good.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like you said, you just got to find space for everything.
For all the stuff, yeah, that they got for Christmas. So Santa Claus was good to them, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Good deal, good deal. So you guys are in Bettendorf?
Yep, moved to Bettendorf.
Yep. And Andy and I just met you. It was right before the holidays.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a weird roundabout way. But as we were kind of talking before this, before we started recording, it was kind of a long shot. We actually had you in mind, though, on what we were trying to do. He's sitting here smirking because he knows. He's like, well, why do you have me in mind? Because we knew you were back in town, and we thought that'd be cool to have your name on something, you know, endorsement as far as, you know, the Scouts go in Scott County. And we've got a community letter for Friends of Scouting going out here at the end of the month. And your name's going to be on it as a supporter of Scouting, and we truly appreciate that. Came in, and it didn't take but too much convincing, and you were on board, right?
Well, I appreciate you guys. I mean, it's for a good cause, and you guys do a great thing. And, you know, signing my name on a piece of paper and showing my support is, you know, the very least I can do.
Sure, sure.
You know, Scouts are a good thing, and you guys do a lot of good for the community and for kids, and
appreciate
excited
that
to be a small part of it.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, as much as you think it's going to be a small part, I think this could have a good impact, because basically the letter is going to be going out to new prospects out in the community, so businesses and organizations that we haven't reached out to before. And I think it could bring in some new money, and that money is going to do is it's going to support the program. It's going to go right back into the program and help us out with things like day camp for the Cub Scout ages. We're going to be able to put on more and better programs and get those kids that maybe couldn't afford it before, now they can come to our
Absolutely.
Program. So
it's awesome.
So what else is going on with you? Two young ones, married, you're in Bettendorf now. What else is going on?
Right now I've been studying for my CSCS. My ultimate dream is to get a gym back here in the Quad Cities and you know, help out the youth. There's so much talent in the Quad Cities, and there's no resource for kids to kind of show that talent. And, you know, start a gym, and so right now I've been studying for my CSCS, going to the library every day. And,
sure.
In about 2 weeks, I'll be up in Iowa City training with a strength conditioning coach
cool.
up there. And actually just signed up for a class, anatomy and physiology class, so I'll be taking that. I think it starts next week.
Yeah?
I get my bucks.
So a gym. So what's the gym going to be? Is it just going to be strictly a gym that people would pay a monthly fee to, that they come in and just work out? Or is this going to be geared towards the younger ages so that they can kind of develop? I know when we first met, you said something about strength training the right way,
mm-hmm.
Especially with the youth.
Right. Yeah, you know, it'll be a strength performance gym. You know, kids will come in, we'll train them, we'll put them through, you know, groups. And what I really want to have is I want to have, you know, trainers there, rehab specialists. I want to have, you know, my best friends. I got two buddies that train down at IMG Academy, and it's an academy where they train professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they train, you know, all the first round top, you know, all the top draft picks and stuff. And, you know, they want to come back home. So it'd be cool to, do it right and have the kids there and be able to, you know, oversee it and have everything there that they need, and just a good resource for the youth.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about, you know, these kids starting to play so much so early,
right,
and how that takes a toll on their body. And you, I think the idea that you have here and the concept you have in training them right and how to hit the weights and do these different strength and conditioning, different methods, I think that's the right thing. I really do. I think there's a need for it here.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, there's a lot of kids, a lot of talent. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's kids playing, you know, 100 games a year and blowing their ACLs out, and, you know, at 12, 11 years old, that's that's terrible. And it'd be cool to, you know, just show them, just give them the basic fundamental movements, the basic, you know, the core strength. And,
right.
And obviously, you know, not just for the youth, you know, for, there's a lot of Division II, Division III college athletes that come through the Quad Cities.
Right.
And they don't have off-season programs.
That's right.
And most of them have to come back home and work. So to be able to do that, to have a group, you know, for that during the off-season would definitely be beneficial.
Yeah, that's a good demographic I didn't think of either. Yeah. But, you know, we've got a lot of good colleges, universities here as well. You know, Ambrose, we've got Augustana's right across the river. Western is right over there as well. But there's a lot of athletes that go away to school and then come back.
Right.
And they don't have a whole lot of options around here. You know, they're basically on their own, you know, for the most part.
Well, so. I was talking with someone just the other day about we were talking about how it used to be that you might have known someone that tore their ACL or, you know, some of these, like, sports injuries that are typical. And now it's almost like a requirement for someone that's in sports that's something. That, like, my sister tore hers when she was a junior in high school.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she was a 3 or 4 sport athlete, you know, but you know, everybody, you know, there was these things that used to not be common, and now not only are they common, it's common in high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, you think of, like, someone like Tommy John is alive. You know, like, we could go meet him. And, like, the surgery is named after him because that's where they discovered it works. And now, how many guys are getting Tommy John surgery?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like
you said, it's almost a prerequisite. Yeah. You know, as every pitcher, it seems like, you know, to not have an injury as a professional athlete, that's unheard of.
Right.
It's almost unheard of to hear of people. You know, these other athletes that you hear about, Cal Ripken, he had injuries, but nothing serious that put him out. I mean, how long, what kind of a streak did he have? You know, those kind of, just a complete anomaly now. A complete fluke, you know, you just don't see it anymore. So, what are your thoughts on, because these are springing up everywhere, CrossFit. Do you do that?
You know, I think it's beneficial. I think it helps, but you got to do it right.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a certain group of people that can do it, and I think there's people that do it wrong. Doing Olympic lifts for high reps until failure on a low carb diet is a terrible idea. It's really hard on, you know, hard on people's joints and all that stuff.
But, yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, there's a group that does it right, and what I like most about CrossFit is the team aspect of it.
Yeah.
And you know, it brings people together, you know, motivates them and, you know, gets them in shape.
But, I know my brother's big time into it and, you know, getting certified in this and that and all these other things. And and I know there's a big, I mean, gyms are springing up everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
You got a big garage overhead door and you throw a couple weights in there. You got a CrossFit gym, you know, pull up bar. And, and so, but I know there's one that sprung up in Eldridge. You know, I know they're coming up all over the place and it's catching on. But I do see there's a lot of opportunity for people to get hurt as well, because I've seen him do it. I mean, I watched my brother do different things, and he's definitely a lot more in shape than some of the other people that just jump into it.
Right.
You know, and I'm hoping that when people come in and they're brand new, they don't start them out. I mean, they take it easy on them a little bit because you're asking to get really, really hurt. So,
one of my goals this year is to do a Spartan race, and I don't know which
will be fun.
I don't know what level I would do yet, but I've been looking at, you know, what's the proper way to train for something like that, and to have
that'd
be
cool.
But I don't know if I'm ready for CrossFit. Like, I'm doing an obstacle race in May, and I know one of the things is they want you to do 5 pull-ups. And I was like, I don't think if I added up all the pull-ups
in my life,
it would be 5. Like, how am I supposed to do 5 pull-ups?
So. No, so we've got a lot of good stuff going here in Scott County, and it's really good to hear that you've got some plans to do some things here, especially with the youth, because that's a big concern of ours, especially in our profession. We're always looking for things for the youth to do and do it the right way and make sure that we have happy and healthy families, and this is just one more thing that I think we can do to ensure that, you know, the youth of Scott County are doing good things out there. So,
Pat, we keep saying you're back in the area, but for our listeners who don't know, what were you doing before you were back? So what was your path up to today?
I was in Indianapolis, played with the Colts for 4 years, was down in camp with the Falcons for a month, and just retired recently, and so me and my wife are both from Bettendorf, so we're both back here and in the Quad Cities, and happy to be home, happy to be around family.
And yeah. you played for the Hawkeyes as well, right?
Yep, played for Iowa 2005 to 2009.
Wow. So, like, were there any... No, I'm not familiar with football at all, so... But, like, were there any, like... Yeah, were there any big, like, bowl games or anything that you played in with Iowa?
We played in a bowl game. I played in 4 bowl games. My freshman year, we played in the Outback Bowl. Sophomore year, Alamo Bowl. And then, well, my real sophomore year, my redshirt sophomore year, we didn't make it to a bowl game. And then we played in the Outback Bowl again. And then my last year, we played in the Orange Bowl, which was a BCS game. And nice. Ended up ranked 7th in the nation.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Most wins, I think, most wins in Iowa history, I think it was.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a fun year, and definitely missed that. It was a good time.
Yeah, I know that you were in Iowa game this past fall, and they kind of recognized you at the game. What was that all about?
Yeah, it was cool. Coach Ferentz does honorary captain every game, and so all the old washed-up guys come back. It was my turn this time. It was cool, you know, because... You know, it was hard going. It was a lot harder than I thought retiring and not doing anything. So it was nice to be back on the field. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know when you're gonna get a chance to do that again. Sure. But it was cool. It was a big honor, and it was really nice to be a part of it again.
So what were some of the, I mean, Andy just pointed out, you know, some of the bowl games. Those are highlights of your career. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other things that you'll remember? And when we ask these things of anybody, we've got some questions at the end that we're going to ask you as well, but this is one we do kind of, this is a common question that we kind of ask everybody too. You know, what is it that you like, what is it in your life that you remember that really stick out right now and that's associated with your profession? So, for example, we asked the path that, you know, Jorge down at Alcoa, he said, you know, he remembers certain things in his career path, and if he would have went this way or this way, you know what I mean? Those kind of things. And not necessarily looking back and second guessing it, but looking back and saying, man, that was a good move. I'm glad that I did that, you know? What were some of the things that you got to be a part of because of the path
I actually have like a big one. I was hurt my sophomore year, randomly hurt, and, you know, I wasn't really playing, and I wasn't really doing things right off the field. Mm-hmm. And a guy, they brought a freshman in, and you know, all the starters got hurt, and it was my turn to go in.
Yep.
And instead of putting me in, they put the freshman in. Oh. And it was versus Wisconsin, and you know, that was kind of the time where I kind of reevaluated, you know, what I was doing and who I am, and you know, I was, you know, do I quit or do I, you know, try hard? And it was tough, and. It was kind of, you know, I was really down about it, and, you know, I just, you know, I focused and, you know, did everything that I could possibly do to be a better football player, and I didn't start until my third game my junior year, and a year after that Wisconsin game, we played Wisconsin the next year, I started, and I had 16 tackles, 2 interceptions, and, you know, after that, you know, it kind of rolled, so it was...
That's cool.
You know, I could have gone either way. And,
right.
And instead of... You know, they're not playing me. It's their fault. You know, I focus on myself,
right?
And you know, look myself in the mirror and did absolutely everything I could to play for Iowa. So that was kind of cool.
That is cool. That's a good
got
start.
Drafted and all that stuff,
right?
And, so it was definitely glad that I did that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we've got some more questions for you, real quick here, Pat. questions that we ask all of our.
Hey, we're recording a podcast.
We'll edit that out.
I think we're going to leave it in.
Mia's going to be part of the podcast.
All right. We have 3 questions that we asked all of our guests. Our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't sat down and watched a TV show. Gosh, I have no idea. My wife watches all those, like How to Get Away with Murder, like Mistress, all those shows.
those
like shows that, like How to Kill Your Husband. I walk in, she's like, why are you watching this?
You might want to look into that.
Yeah,
Pat.
So
I don't know.
Something happens.
You might not be safe. It's recorded. So
I'm curious to think, like, I wonder if since like CSI came out, if like the unsolved murder rate is higher.
Right.
Because, like,
now people know how to beat it.
Yeah. Like, I remember one time I was talking to a friend, and he was like, well, you know, the problem is people go to Home Depot and they buy all their stuff in one shot. What you need to do is buy, like, Tupperware.
He had thought it through.
Depot, and then you go to Menards to buy all your ammonia, and then you, and I'm like, no, like, what are you, like, it's, but at the same time, I'm thinking it's because of CSI.
Right. You know, where it shows like that, where it's showing it. You how to beat the system.
Now, I'm not, I don't think that CSI's like, look how easy it is to be a mass murderer. You know what I mean? But at the same time, maybe people will clean it up after themselves now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Mickey Mouse, I guess.
Lots of Mickey Mouse Playhouse, you know? Lots of cartoons, yeah.
Go from murder to Mickey Mouse.
That could be a new show.
That should be the title of Walt Disney's autobiography. From murder to Mickey Mouse. The true story of Walt Disney.
Second question. If you could do anything, so like your dream job besides the one you've had,
mm-hmm.
what would you have done?
Oh, man.
So you're starting all over again.
Yeah, starting all over again. What would you do?
My plan, I always wanted to join the military. That was my plan out of high school, and it's kind of funny. I didn't really do good in school when I was younger, and my junior year I started getting recruited, and my teachers were, the coach was like, hey, well, let's go check your GPA and your class rank and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Let's see so we can tell, you know, college coaches, and I went, and I was like ranked, like there was 10 people that had worse GPAs than me. and that day I retook like all my classes, because I was, you know, I was like, you know, well, I'll just gotta go to the military and whatever. And, I retook all my classes my senior year. I was in like all freshman classes, retaking everything and redoing
make sure
everything.
You can get that up.
Yeah, and it actually, you know, I ended up with like a 2.8, 2.9 or something like that from like
pulled it
like
up
a, like a one. But, so yeah, I mean, you know,
one.
Like military,
what branch?
You know, my brother's a Marine, my best friend's in the Army. I don't think I could get through BUDS to be a SEAL, but, I think that would be, you know, that if I was healthy and, could move, that would definitely be,
So your brother, older?
Older brother, yeah.
Older brother, and he still is Marine?
No.
He was a Marine.
Well, they're always still a Marine. But,
you're never not right. Right.
But, he got out. He got out right after Somalia, the whole thing in Somalia.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, my best friend's, he was in the Army. He's in the Army right now, and he served over in Afghanistan a bunch of times. And great guy, you know, definitely a hero.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I've always looked up to soldiers. And,
right.
You know, especially now more than ever. I mean, they're just, amazing people. And, you know, what they do and sacrifices. Is unbelievable.
Right. No, absolutely. We agree. We agree. Last question. If you could meet anyone, alive, dead, fictional, and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Oh, gosh. Johnny Cash.
Nice.
And probably just, I don't know what we'd eat, whatever. It doesn't really matter at that point what we drink.
That's probably more appropriate. Yeah.
Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash.
No, that would be an interesting. That'd be an interesting sit down.
That'd be a blast. Be
awesome. I don't know if I'd want to sit down with Johnny Cash. I'd want to walk around Johnny Cash.
And just have him observe different things and have the conversation that way.
I don't know if I'd want to meet him because I wouldn't want to let him down.
I wouldn't want to let him down.
Pat doesn't
like,
want it.
What's great is that Johnny it's like, they say, like, don't meet your heroes, you know, like, because what if you meet them and then they're disappointed?
Right.
But you're like, what if I meet them and I would disappoint them?
So, big fan of his music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My roommate in college, the inner part of his arm was a silhouette of Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Heck yeah.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
Yeah. We haven't had Johnny Cash yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're the first.
That's your guys' problem.
I'm not interviewing the wrong people.
He goes, I'm redacting my signature.
Give me the letter. Give me the letter. All right, well, Pat, hey, thanks so much for sitting down with us. It truly is an honor to have met you. You're just a great guy, and you truly do believe in giving back, and hopefully we'll get to see some of that through our letter this spring. And then in the summer, if you're available, come on up to Absolutely. Cub Scout Day Camp, bring your boys, and you'll get to see exactly where that money goes and how it affects these young boys in the Scott County. So,
well, and think of how it'll be able to affect our kids when we have a youth-based fitness program in the Quad Cities.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yep.
So I know we can't wait for that.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for All including right. me, man. It's,
yeah.
It's a great thing you guys do.
All right. Well, thanks, Pat.
Thank you very much.